we feel like this is a fight for everyone, like in the country and internationally as well. Like, it shouldn't, all the unis should come together because it's quite small. Like, for example, in Nottingham, we haven't got that many supporters, but we came down here today and there's just these little trickles from all over the place. And, you know, it's just a really good way to show people that we can actually make a difference. Like, in Germany, I don't know if you know, that students recently protested for free education and they actually won it. So, you know, there is, like, a chance that we could achieve this. We just got it all come together. So that's why we came down. I think there's a few reasons. Like, I think generally, not just our university, our generation haven't got that many people who are politically aware and active. We've got a lot of apathy going around, which is quite sad. And also the fact that we haven't really got a society or like way of meaning of like this kind of stuff. Like, we have the Green Society, but apart from that, there's not much exposure. I think it's basically just down to a bit of apathy and general unawareness. Like, I don't know if people know, for example, I'd like to just sort of not plug it, but everyone should know about it. The SU are doing a referendum this week, and basically you can vote yes or no whether the SU should basically be free for free education, or you can abstain. Like, you know, even if you vote, it's basically, we need to get 10% of the overall student population in our uni to vote, and then if it goes yes, the SU will support free education. So we saw the rise a few years ago to £9,000 a year. That's made things quite inaccessible for a lot of people, and also it's just maintenance loans and things like that have gone down because of it, and we just feel like money could be spent in education, where at the moment it's being spent in things like wars, general warfare, occupation, fracking, things like that. Just generally, the money's not going to the right use. I think students are being affected by it, and they're kind of realising that now, especially with the government at the moment, the privatisation of student loans that was attempted last year. Like, it's been staved off, but, you know, it's still a threat. So I think we need to keep vigilant and carry on this fight until we win it, basically. We've got the voices, but, you know, with them, we could have so many more resources. Like you said, like we've been talking about, students aren't particularly aware. If we had the student union backing us, then we could make this a much bigger thing, and the fight would be won a lot easier, I think.
This is URN The Pulse.
If you've got the confidence to voice your opinions, then why not? I think that today not enough people, they may have ideas that they want to promote, but they don't actually act on them because maybe perhaps they're too busy. So perhaps we do need to get out there and support people in action. Yeah,
I don't really think it's worth it because, like, it's been done a few times before and nothing's really changed, so I don't think there'll be a noticeable change. I mean, the government will probably look into it, but I don't think there will be like a radical change. So I don't think there's any point in the student protest, really.